The Points of Departure show features works produced by students in foundation-level drawing, photography, painting, and graphic design courses. Yvonne LeBrun is a junior in the Bachelor of Fine Arts program. She has paintings, drawings, and photographs on display in the show.
One of them is a palette knife painting, which you use the paints a la prima, so there's no oil in it, and it's straight out of the tube, so it's really thick and goopy. And you use your palette knife instead of a paintbrush, and so you're moving the paint across the canvas a lot. For me, I'm a lot more fluid than with a brush.
LeBrun began with digital photography. At UWF, she and other photography students learn the darkroom process and shoot on film. She aspires to enter a master's program.
You're like, I think I know what I want to do. And then you take these fundamental courses that expose you to different mediums. And you're like, oh, well, I thought I was a photographer, but you know what? I might be a sculpture person, or I might be a graphic designer. I don't know. You know, you're exposed, so then you just kind of get this taste for it.
After students complete the fundamental courses, they select a specialty. Colleen Jennings is a senior at UWF. She was recently accepted into the BFA program and will be studying digital art next semester.
It's a really diverse program they actually have employed, because I have a couple classes where I'm learning like electronics and JavaScript and how to program. And it's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think would have anything to do with design, but it actually comes in handy a lot when you're designing other things.
Her work was recently featured in a digital arts show held at the UWF library. She has charcoal figure drawings and work she created for her Principles of Design class in the tag show.
The piece I had from Graphic Principles is almost like a travel poster to an imaginary place. So a lot of people in the class did like Neverland, Wonderland, stuff that we've read in books. I did Arrakis from Dune, which is like something I'm into. We basically were just learning how to layer things and how to make it look like it was something that you wanted to travel into and be a part of. Even though Arrakis is like a desert planet, you still wanted to go in and see it.
One of the graphic design students with work in the show is junior Laszlo Barr. He produced a copy of a work by German Renaissance printmaker and painter Albrecht Dürer and an optical illusion drawing of a water bottle inside a water bottle.
Like, I'm looking through a microscope, so it's like very zoomed into the bottom of the bottle. You get the reflection of the plastic and then the shininess from water and the different looks inside of it. Yeah, it's very hard to look into.
Barr says that he wants to try sculpture and ceramics before deciding on a specialization. He found his introductory level classes beneficial.
It's been a while since I've worked with ink, so things that I've done in that class, working with white compressed charcoal, lead, I haven't worked with those things in a while. It's really messy too, but it was fun. I learned a lot from it. I'm still learning through them. Like, I still have my packets from those classes and assignments that we worked on.
The Points of Departure show is free and open to the public and will be on display in the Tag Gallery through November 27th. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.